Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recapping the biggest day in Hollywood.
The Oscar goes to...
And where did this Oscar winner head after his historic win?
Oh my gosh, I am in and out right now, and Michael B. Jordan just walked in with his Oscar.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Monday with me. These are some of the stories making headlines today, March 16th, 2026. Today is Oscars all the way, and I'll be recapping last night for you. We will talk about who the big winners were, what statements were made, and some Oscars in history for you. Now, let's get into it.
The Oscar goes to one battle after another.
One battle after another. One big last night at the 98th Academy Awards. Paul Thomas Anderson finally took home an Oscar for Best Director and Adapted Screenplay. The movie also won Best Picture, Supporting Actor, Editing, and Casting. And fan favorite Sinners, which had a record 16 nominations, took home Best Screenplay, Actor, Score, and Cinematography. Autumn Durald Arkapov became the first woman and person of color to receive the award for cinematography.
A lot of little girls that look like me will sleep really well tonight because they'll want to become cinematographers.
Natalie Tavidian was backstage at the Dolby Theater.
One of the night's biggest winners was Ryan Coogler, who took home the Oscar for Original Screenplay for Sinners. The blues-inspired vampire film dominated this year's nominations, and Coogler told reporters backstage the journey to becoming a filmmaker started with one teacher who believed in him.
And I'm standing here in front of you guys because an English professor, a creative writing professor at St. Mary's College named Rosemary Graham, read something that I wrote. It was the first assignment when I was 17 years old, my freshman year, read something I wrote and said, hey, I think you should go to Hollywood and write screenplays. Literally said that to me. So I got nothing but the utmost respect for anybody who's dedicating their life towards the future generations and making sure that their minds are solid. And I'll leave it in their hands if they ever want to take my film and teach a class on it, man. God bless them. And I think they'll know how to do it best.
Coogler says that encouragement changed the course of his life. More than 300 films were eligible for this year's Academy Awards, with winners chosen by more than 10,000 voting members of the Academy.
The Oscars were broadcast on ABC. This star duo truly made me proud to be a Trojan last night. Ryan Coogler and Ludwig Jorgensen met over 15 years ago in grad school at the University of Southern California. The roommates went on to create a myriad of works from Creed to Black Panther.
I loved the guitar and it became everything to me, and it was the guitar that opened up a lot of doors for me, and it was the guitar that brought me over to the States, and it was the guitar that eventually led me to one of the greatest storytellers of our time, Ryan Coogler.
They won for both of their respected categories, Coogler for Best Director and Jorgensen for Best Original Score. Jorgensen has scored all of Coogler's feature films, and this is their fifth collaboration. Sinners, my personal choice for Best Picture, lost out to one battle after another, but Michael B. Jordan wowed the audience after his legendary Best Actor win.
I want to thank Warner Brothers, I want to thank Mike and Pam for believing in this dream, this vision of Ryan Coogler, and betting on a culture and betting on original ideas and original artistry. And you're an amazing, amazing person.
After the long star-studded night, the new Oscar winner headed down the street to stop at none other than the luxurious fine dining restaurant In-N-Out Burger. Fans flocked around the Sunset location to marvel and congratulate the actor. I spoke to someone who was there after I found his video circulating on Instagram. Here's video producer Donovan Campasuno.
Right away, like, people just started clapping for him in admiration and celebration. Like, it wasn't this just crazy, like, oh my gosh, Michael B. Jordan. It was like a celebration for him winning this achievement. And it was so special.
For those of y'all curious about Michael B.'s order, this is what Donovan says he thinks he saw him get.
I think I saw two double doubles and some fries, but I'm not exactly sure. A couple people in my comments were like, be like, oh, why didn't he get animal style fries? So I think he had plain fries. I feel like after last night, In-N-Out should definitely create a special name on the menu just for his order, because it's just such an iconic moment. So In-N-Out, if you're listening to this, I think you should create a menu item for everything you ordered and call it like the Oscar or the Michael B. Jordan or something like that.
Big statements were made this year, from outfits to speeches. Bold moves were made. While introducing the award for Best International Feature alongside Priyanka Chopra, actor Javier Bardem had a clear message.
No to war and free Palestine.
He wore two pins on top of his black suit, one that said no to war in Spanish and one that said free Palestine. Bardem was not the only presenter to speak up. When Jimmy Kimmel got on stage to award the best documentary short, he had some choice words.
We hear a lot about courage at shows like this, but telling a story that could get you killed for telling it is real courage. As you know, there are some countries whose leaders don't support free speech. I'm not at liberty to say which. Let's just leave it at North Korea and CBS.
All the Empty Rooms took home Best Documentary Short. CBS News correspondent Steve Hartman examined the bedrooms of four children who were killed in school shootings. The mom of one of the children joined Hartman on stage to accept the award.
My daughter Jackie was 9 years old when she was killed in Uvalde. Since that day, her bedroom has been frozen in time. Jackie is more than just a headline. She is our light and our life. Gun violence is now the number one cause of death in kids and teens. We believe that if the world could see their empty bedrooms, we'd be a different America.
You can watch all the Empty Rooms on Netflix. K-pop fans everywhere were overjoyed after K-pop Demon Hunters swept both awards for the categories they were nominated in. Ami, EJ, and Audrey Nuna, the singing voices behind Huntrix, performed Golden at the ceremony last night. They were awarded with the prize for Best Animated Feature, and EJ accepted the award for Best Song.
Thank you so much to the Academy for this insane award. Oh my God, sorry. Growing up, you know, people made fun of me liking K-pop, but now they're everyone singing our song and all the Korean lyrics. I'm so proud.
Golden also won a Grammy last month for Best Song Written for Visual Media. And did you know on this day in 1934, the 6th Academy Awards took place and 26-year-old Katharine Hepburn won her first Oscar for Best Actress in Morning Glory. This was her first nomination and first win, and established her key role in Hollywood movie history. She won the award, but like Sean Penn last night, she did not intend to accept the award and began her tradition of skipping the awards altogether. Well, guys, that's it for today's special Oscar edition of the LA Local. Sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships, you can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Again, a special shout out to my college roommate, Cecile McNeil, for helping with music today. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.